The National Aeronautics and Space Administration presents The Space Story.
The probe comes into the atmosphere, hits the atmosphere at about 106,000 miles an hour. That's fast enough to go from New York to San Francisco in something like under 90 seconds.
That's space scientist Richard Young of NASA's Ames Research Center, located at Moffett Field, California. He's detailing one of the most anxious moments that will take place as part of the Galileo spacecraft's upcoming rendezvous with the solar system giant, the planet Jupiter. The Galileo spacecraft was launched in October of 1989 from Space Shuttle Atlantis, and after some 6 years of chalking up interplanetary mileage, the robotic wanderer is nearing its intended target. This July 13th, some 50 million miles out from Jupiter, the Galileo Orbiter spacecraft will release a probe laden with scientific instruments. 5 months later, on December 7th, that Galileo probe will take the fall, a fiery, high-speed plunge through Jupiter's complicated atmosphere. Galileo probe project scientist Richard Young picks up the action.
Something like half of the probe weight is heat shield, and two-thirds of that or something will be ablated away during the entry. This is the most difficult entry that we have ever attempted anywhere. It's far more difficult than the entries for the Apollo missions or any of the re-entries for a ballistic missile because we hit Jupiter at such a high speed.
Slicing through Jupiter's atmosphere, the 750-pound probe, measuring only 4 feet in diameter by about 3 feet high, will generate a shock layer in the atmosphere near the probe that is a blistering 28,000 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 2.5 times the surface temperature of the sun. Stresses acting on the probe may reach a G-force level upwards of 350 times the probe's weight, explains Young.
During this deceleration phase at the peak G level, it will weigh something like as much as an empty DC-10.
A parachute system then will slow the instrumented probe down. Floating deep into Jupiter's atmosphere, telemetry from the probe will be relayed to the Galileo orbiter above, which will have started circling the giant globe on a 2-year-long mission. What will the Galileo probe discover during its 75-minute top-to-bottom journey through Jupiter's clouds? Again, Richard Young.
When you look at a picture of Jupiter, you see this belted structure. You know, you see these things oriented east-west along Jupiter. The bright regions are called zones, the dark regions are called belts. And basically what you're looking at there is the topmost cloud layer, which is ammonia ice crystals. We've never directly sampled below that layer. With the probe, we will directly sample that atmosphere below there, so we'll know directly what that atmosphere is made of. Once that 75 minutes is over, the orbiter has to go on and do other things, get ready to go into orbit about Jupiter. So the total amount of data that we get back from the probe will be 75 minutes in duration, but it will be the very first time that we've ever sampled an atmosphere of one of the outer planets. So it's very unique data.
The NASA Ames research scientist says that the probe will help determine what drives Jupiter's winds, confirm whether or not the planet sports a thick layer of water clouds, as well as measure Jupiter's super bolts. Lightning that's 100 times more energetic than those on Earth.
There's so many aspects of how the solar system originated and evolved that studying Jupiter might shed light on, that that's one of the main reasons why we want to go there. We're going to get there thinking we know sort of what we expect to find, and we're going to find things that we just didn't expect at all. We're going to find things that we just hadn't anticipated, and that's always the case, and that's the great thing about doing these missions. You know, that's why we do them.
In December, as the Galileo probe begins its first and final swan dive into Jupiter, the scientific tool will likely vaporize, succumbing to the planet's intense atmosphere. A 6-year mission for 75 minutes of data. Richard Young remembers his own personal encounter with the probe many years ago, before it was shuttled off on its way to faraway Jupiter.
It's a strange feeling standing next to this piece of hardware, you know, and going is going into the Jupiter atmosphere and never coming back. You know, it's going to burn up. But it's quite a piece of work, and it was an emotional feeling. Once that 75 minutes is over, that'll be the last we ever hear from it.
This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Tebow.